Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
If you see any notable comments on social media about this picture,
yeah,
maybe in the next half hour we address them. This photograph of me. It is ridiculous because I'm just lounging.
Chilling, man. You are chilling.
Like, John, you were working, and I'm just like drinking a Slurpee. Chilling.
What year was that?
So, is this one of those times you don't have your microphone on?
Yeah, that was.
What year is this?
This is 1989. October of
89. 89.
Yep.
Man.
Probably could have made the Phillies
different
roster.
Different world. Man.
I could have. I could have.
89 Phillies were tough.
Me or Steve Jobs?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No question. Well, Dickie Thon, I don't know, man.
Was there a coach who was reprimanding you at some point for doing this?
Maybe I'm waiting for my mom to pick me up. Who knows?
I guess.
Maybe I've put in my work for the day. Made my all-star
team. In your hand?
I think it's a Slurpee.
Slurpee.
Oh, yeah, wow. That was go-to back in the day, man.
Of course.
Then it got all watered down and the whole deal.
Maybe
plus, 7-Eleven got lapped. Rhea,
did
anything get
lapped? Puppies?
Hold on a second. Rhea, did anything get lapped more than 7-Eleven by Wawa?
It was amazing,
right?
Because when I used to drink their coffee, I was religious on their coffee.
It was a big deal, 7-Eleven.
Oh, it was absolutely. I mean, I had one near my house, on my way to school. It was everything, and then it was just like.
It's like nothing. Wawa crushed everything else around here of that ilk. Pretty amazing.
Did you have slush puppies?
I don't even know what it is.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Jimmy?
Add that to the list.
No.
What's a slush puppy? Is that a middle Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I don't know.
It must be.
Perhaps. It was like a, like an icy, like a Slurpee, but you could get it in all different flavors. It wasn't just like red or cola.
Can I ask this question about where you're from?
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider it civilized?
Very much so. It's the land of the fair and the strong and the wise. I mean, it's Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to get the Mechanicsburg listeners.
I get where you're at.
They produce Richie. I mean, how civilized can you be? Let's go to the phones.
You guys talked about punching cows recently.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
We had lots of cows. You know, my high school, Cumberland Valley, the nickname was Cow Valley.
There you go.
I told you, like, the cows were dangerously close to us, the students, when we were in gym class during the archery segment of gym class.
Oh, my God.
Did I tell you?
No, you did not tell us this.
Yeah, so the farmer was terribly upset.
I'm sure.
I would imagine.
We shot the cows every time.
That's outrageous.
We went out to gym class. It's a barbed wire fence. The cows are 10 feet away, and you've got targets. We've got bows and arrows. I don't know. Did you guys do this?
No, we lived in the city.
I did archery.
I did it at camp.
At Pep Trotter's camp.
Okay.
It was great.
I'm a little surprised
they let 11-year-olds do it, but we did it.
I'm kind of surprised now, too, in retrospect, that we even had this sort of access to be allowed to shoot.
You could just turn sideways and kill someone if you wanted to.
Well, I would have thought that.
I mean, you could accidentally do it.
I mean, you could do that with a pencil,
but a bow and arrow, man?
They weren't sharpened arrowheads.
I don't know,
but they were metal.
So you didn't hurt the cows that much?
I mean, not that much.
Did you get a cow?
Did I shoot a cow?
Yeah, accidentally.
Yeah. Did you get one?
I shot
multiple cows. But remember, I grew up going to my Uncle Kirby's farm out in Brush Valley.
Oh, yeah, you've told us about this.
So I had a lot of cow experience. I've spent a lot of time around cows.
Settle down on the settle down on cow experience.
Cow, like cow interaction, talking, speaking,
cow interaction.
Feeding.
Yeah. Was that Catherine the Great? Who was it that was known for
cow interaction?
Yeah, something like that. A horse.
Why do you? Always
oh yeah, it
watch?
Is Catherine the Great.
Catherine
yeah,
the Great
like
and horse.
That.
Thank
That's
you.
That's not that great.
No, it's not. Let's get to, at least that was the rumor, right? Let's get to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Big on old school rumors.
Whoa.
Rumors yeah, in the right. 1700s,
the good, 1600s. The good thing is her family can't sue me because no one's probably alive. Good morning, Ed.
Right.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey, John, have you ever been cow tipping in Mechanicsburg before?
I have not. No. That seems like something I shouldn't claim. I have not done it. But I've heard it's not as easy as what you might think.
It seems like a very high risk, low reward kind of situation. So,
and that's probably why we didn't try ever. And it seemed kind of mean, also.
Well, it's very mean.
I just.
But
yeah.
Shooting them with arrows is okay. That's not mean at all.
No. Well, remember, they weren't sharp.
All right, Ed, what do you got on the Eagles, buddy?
Yeah, so I
seemed
wanted
okay.
to talk about how Nolan Smith has really kind of developed. Yep. And, you know, I was kind of with you, Joe. I was not quite ready to label him as a bust, but I was sort of like, remember how we were like, when is Rashad Penny going to show us something last year?
Yep.
And I'm like, we're not going to see anything from Nolan Smith. And all of a sudden, like, his speed is kind of jumps off the tape, but how he's been kind of working his moves off of that. Like, his hand work has been impressive. Like, I don't even think, like, Maialata or Johnson with their first step is quick enough to catch Smith. But then he has,
I don't
has,
know
like,
about that, Ed. I look.
Well, you... it's a maybe not that quick. But, you know, his hands are so fast that, like, tackles aren't able to, like, get their, you know, to – body him up. And then he also has been like, he plays so low that it's like he always has leverage. And I think that's just his game has really advanced over the last year.
It has. I also like the effort we see. I mean, generally you see strong effort across the board, but not always in sports. He strikes me as a guy that's working hard to get there.
I think it's got to be helping him that he's going against these tackles that he's going against in practice.
Was last week the one was last week the one someone told us the
Ross
guy stunk?
Yeah, told us that he stunk.
Yeah,
but still, I mean, think about the Georgia guys. I mean, we just talked about Jordan Davis, obviously Jalen Carter, N'Kobe Dean showing up. Like, there was a moment where we were like,
oh, for five, right?
Was that a mistake?
Healy Ringo's another, right?
And he's been going special teams.
He's been outstanding.
But, like, so all of a sudden, it's like, maybe, yeah, target the best college defense of all time and get guys from that.
That
works pretty well.
Hey, Ed, give me a tough choice that someone had to make in a movie or a show.
How about Smalls and Benny the Jet Rodriguez trying to decide to jump that fence to get the ball from the
feet? Well, it is a choice. Yeah, there's no doubt. But why am I
Sandlot.
Forgetting? Sandlot. Correct. Thank you. Let's go to Andy right now. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Great show this morning.
Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, buddy.
Especially Kelsey. I'm so excited for his show. My career started as an intern in NFL Films. And
nice.
Then Wilbert, I grew up watching that era of Eagles football, so this has just been
sweet.
Awesome to hear. And speaking of Wilbert, I've been thinking about the way we're talking about the running game, and I feel like the conversation about Saquon is, should we go for the record, go for 2,000? I think everybody's having the wrong conversation, because he's great. We don't have to worry about – I'm not worried about his durability. But in the playoffs, everybody knows what you're going to do. Unless you've got a couple of plays at key moments excuse me – using guys in a different way.
Like the Philly, like the Philly special?
I mean, yes, but even
no, I hear you. Listen, Andy, maybe. I mean, I hear you. Look, I think Sirianni is sharp enough that he's probably got a few things holstered that he hasn't put out there yet. I mean, I would think most coaches would.
Of course.
I agree, but the other way to think about it is Kenny G, I mean, I love seeing the touches that he got last week. We need more of that. And Will Shipley, that's a kid that needs to get a little bit of action in the last couple of games, because he's a guy on a key third down you put in the game. He could be a difference maker. I just want to be sure that they're thinking about all the guys that are going to need to step up in key moments besides Saquon and letting them get ready for the playoffs.
I'm sure that they are thinking of those things. And, you know, these last three games, think about the Giants game, the Cowboys game. I'd be putting Will Shipley back there to return punts. Let's get him some reps at catching that thing and making good decisions.
I don't know
if
about
we're
that.
Up
I don't,
in games.
Well, that's different. You got to be up a lot, though.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
I don't even know that he's the backup. I'm not sure exactly who our backup punt returner is, but Britton Covey. He would be the guy you need to get back, but the health is an issue. So, right now, in the absence of Britton Covey potentially for health reasons, the Cooper DeJean thing. I don't know, man. I don't know that I feel great.
I'm fine with
having
it.
Him being the guy.
It's a risk, but they're close enough to the finish line.
It is a risk.
You know,
I'd like to have other guys available potentially too. If Britton Covey's not able to make it back for the postseason, is it just Cooper DeJean?
Probably.
Let's see who's backing him up and get him reps now in these last three games of regular season.
Andy, here's what I'll say to your overall point. I'm not messing around with any of that unless I have a huge lead. I got to get the one seed, man. I'm not playing around. I'm not playing any nonsense games until I'm up by a ton of points in the fourth quarter. I mean,
I'm not talking about crazy stuff out of the bag like Philly Special. I'm just saying, how many touches has Will Shipley had this year? One or two?
I mean, a little bit more, but not much. Yeah, it's not much. Andy, give me a great answer. What was the tough choice in a movie or a show?
So the end of probably my favorite movie of all time. They're in LAX after this crazy adventure. Robert De Niro and Charles Grodin at the end of Midnight Run.
Yep.
And he's got to get him there by midnight to get his money. And instead, he decides to let him go.
Let him go.
It's a good one.
It is an interesting answer. All right, man. Appreciate the call, Andy. Speaking of choices, Seltzer always has a choice on Thursday of this life advice from Facebook and this life advice from Twitter and this life advice question from the text line. Which one should I choose? Let's find out. Still a little life advice with the hammer.
My life's a waste of time.
It's time.
I'm a tool.
For life advice with the hammer.
You know how rock bottom your life gotta be to get life advice from Joe the Camera?
The hammer.
I'm an idiot.
You guys know I love the irony to that because I'm getting ripped, and yet people, Seltzer, they still ask for the advice.
Irony indeed, my friend.
I mean, I don't know. I think it says more about them than me, but that's just me.
Yeah, I think it says a lot about the human
condition.
Yeah, the human condition. Yeah.
A lot of people need a lot of help.
Some who really do need help that
they need
badly.
Help that bad. That exactly, bad. Yeah.
All right. Life advice brought to us by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material, handling equipment, get yourself to MHS Lift. Of course, you can also, if your equipment needs repairs, go to MHSLift.com. They are sensational with what they do to help your business, MHSLift.com. James, what does someone need help with?
Yeah, appropriate timing-wise, a bit of a doozy here, Hammer. Let's see, you're going to really test that the irony of it all.
You know, I get a little nervous on this.
Good.
Because I don't want to look like a fool.
Good.
I do want to help someone.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
All right, we're helping Mario today. Or I should say attempting to help Mario. Mario says, Hammer, I have a holiday issue I need your help with. My girlfriend and I can't decide whose house to go to for Christmas.
Oh, no.
We can't do both because my parents and her parents live far from each other. This is our first Christmas together. We got together in January, and I really want her to come to my family's Christmas because it means a lot to me and to my family. Plus, we went to her house for Thanksgiving. However, my wife says she's never spent a Christmas away from her family, and she can't even imagine doing it. I don't think it's fair, but she seems really intense about it. What do I do here?
You said it's a wife, not a girlfriend?
A girlfriend, excuse me.
Girlfriend. So I think there is... So look, the complication is the Thanksgiving thing. But I'll tell you...
Were there.
Yeah, here's the problem. Here's the problem. So let me break it down systematically here. So the number one thing that always trumps in a situation like this, if there is health of a declining parent who's getting near death, and then you lean in that direction, obviously. Okay. If you don't have that scenario, in my opinion, it's...
Or children.
Well, there are no children. They're just dating.
Yeah. So here's the deal. I think that even though you were at her place on Thanksgiving, you should go to her place this Christmas. Because I don't think she's prepared. I mean, guys, it's December 19th. I don't think she's probably emotionally prepared for that detachment yet. So I think you should be a gentleman.
Take the bullet this
be
time.
Be chivalrous this time.
But you say next year.
You start
we're
the process.
Go to my house.
You begin the process to say, hey, listen, here's what I think we should do. Thanksgiving and Christmas alternate each time.
You've got to suck it up is what you're saying.
Suck it up this time, especially because you said it's your first time you're doing this together.
That's what it said, yeah.
So, you know, you're still in the early-ish phase of the dating.
There's a way to do it. I did it once before.
Be a gentleman.
that it's you can do both.
It's a great
way. Well, you said they're too far apart.
You're saying you can't.
Well, I'm just saying.
What, is it Phil Collins at the Live Aid?
No, I'm just saying. If
get
it's
on
like
the Concorde?
Not that far. Like, I had one where there was
I'm
3 hours.
I'm assuming he would have said they could do it.
Yeah, it was like 3 hours apart. I did Christmas Eve at one house, and then I did Christmas Day with you could, the other
family. That's a great opportunity.
That is a possibility.
Plan for the future. You know, like, here you have this Christmas as an opportunity to just see how it goes. But then you can talk about it. Hey, what did we like? What did we not like about how that went? You can plan for the future holidays coming up.
You'll be
good. Where are we going to go for Easter? Where are we going to go for next Thanksgiving if we get to that?
Just suck this one up, but be prepared to try to start moving things in your direction next year. And that is life advice.
And don't be pouty at all, because then you'll get next year.
Listen,
handle it like a
champ. You got to suck it up. If you're going to do it, you got to do it.
Three words. Be a gentleman.
Yes. Don't resent it, though. Because of the Thanksgiving thing, it could turn into resentment. So be careful with that.
All right. Doc, let's hear from Brian Dawkins. He was on a show with Kay Adams yesterday. Big praise for Quinyon Mitchell. Also, one critique, and I totally agree with him here. One critique of Quinyon, but big praise from an all-time great Brian Dawkins.
Quinyon outside, as far as his island is concerned, his ability to do what he's doing at a young age, man, like that is not normal. That is not the normal that you see a young guy coming in. And I will tell you from what I see, and this is a message to him, like when he begins to find the football and pick it, it's going to take us to another level that they literally will not want to throw his side. When he begins to find the ball on the regular and be able to pick those, not just have PBUs, but have interceptions, they will not challenge his side.
You may remember, James, I made the same point yesterday. Maybe Doc heard me and said, you know what, the Hammer's got football wisdom.
Oh, yeah, that's probably what happened.
No, that's definitely not.
Definitely good point, Hammer. Not. I'm going to take that
one. But he is right, obviously. We have noticed a couple times this year, Quinyon's dropped it.
He doesn't have great hands.
Well, think about it.
Right
now.
Yeah, he hasn't shown it yet.
And the one CJ ran into him the one time, remember that? He got all mad at him.
A couple weeks ago, right?
The fact that a DB who prided himself, remember, Brian Dawkins was cover ready in the slot as a safety. He could be a cornerback. He could cover the outside. Brian Dawkins, a guy who played cornerback at times at Clemson, is saying that Quinyon is unusually advanced, that he's precocious,
awesome,
that you're not supposed to be able to do what he does in coverage at this point. That's an incredible endorsement.
Well, to the best of my knowledge, no rookie started in Doc's tenure here at corner. Bobby Taylor was 95. That was before Doc, and Lito and Sheldon didn't start until the third year.
That's an incredible.
So I don't think a rookie ever started here with Doc.
What coverage? What's required for coverage?
Yeah.
What it really takes? He's saying that our rookie is way ahead of where he should be. That we should be so proud.
I love it. All right. So from the Kinks,
do you want your champagne to taste like Coca-Cola?
Dude, I don't like champagne, so I want it to taste something
different.
Actually,
I would prefer it if it tasted like Coca-Cola, because I like if it
Correct.
Were flat Coca-Cola.
Oh, God.
Well, I would prefer that.
Champagne stinks.
Nah,
you're wrong. Stink.
It's not good. I don't love it, though.
It's not
good. It's
not my favorite. It's fine.
It would taste better.
Tap one glass of it to celebrate something. Yeah. It's solid.
It's got
to
be dry, though, not the sweet stuff.
A small sip, and then I move on. Small. I never finish the frickin' glass.
You never, wait,
flute?
What?
Was you, flute what you were looking for you there?
No, I don't like it. I don't have any interest.
You're a waster.
I do one sip.
You waster.
I am.
Even if I don't like it, I'm going to try to...
And I decline sometimes.
It's a mouthful.
I refuse
you can't
to toast.
Finish that?
Nah, no, I won't toast.
Just finish
you don't
it.
Toast.
No toast. No.
Hope you have
a good wedding. Have a good life.
No, Joe. Spirit of the toast, you have to drink the toast.
I'd rather have toast with butter.
You just throw it away.
All right.
Now, with butter.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have in front of me here. I mean, you know,
I would
that kind of toast.
I would enjoy. Right. No, drink the Izel melted
Jenkins.
Butter.
Yeah, I just want to make sure. All right, so I have the 2024 poll results here. Our Twitter polls over the last 12 months. A couple others notable to get to before we wrap this program up today. So,
did you mean you would melt the butter and drink
no.
it?
No, I meant I'd rather have a freaking piece of toast.
Saying...
Knock it off. All right, James, August 12th. Concern level on the Phillies. The three choice. August 12th. Very concerned, little concerned, not concerned.
I wish I had said very concerned.
You might have.
Yeah. I don't think
you probably did.
Was that the day?
63%.
I got crushed that day when after the Harper injury.
Well, that was way earlier.
Yes, that was earlier.
That
then
was way earlier.
I don't know what I would have said then.
Well, you probably said very concerned.
I probably said at least a little concerned.
63% said very concerned in August.
Jeez. Wow, I'm surprised it was that high.
Me too.
All right, in or out on the Paul George contract? Do you like the Sixers giving Paul George 4 years, 212? This was back in, I don't know, summer somewhere, July.
When they signed Paul George.
When they signed
likely.
Paul George. 67% liked it, 32% didn't. Are they right?
So far, no. I mean, I don't think we can say it's over.
No, we can't.
Yeah, but so far, absolutely not.
All right, this one actually surprised me looking back. I don't remember it this way, but now this was an early September poll. So 5/6 of the Philly season was done. Season had a month to go, but we did a who's the Phillies non-pitching MVP this year?
Ooh.
Who do you think won the poll early September? I'm shocked by this.
Trey?
Schwarber?
Nope and nope. Schwarber wasn't even Bryce. In the choices,
wow.
James.
Wow. Bryce so this Lance. Is when was it?
Well, I blame you on that.
Oh, yeah.
This
it's
was September.
Me.
Rhea, who would be in early September?
Castellanos?
Castellanos.
Wow.
That shocks me.
That shocks me, too.
46. Well, he was a stretch where he was.
He had a stretch.
Yeah.
46% said Castellanos, 35%
Bohm. Holy cow.
12% Bryce, 5% Trey.
We should have known at that
three
point.
Three of the four again, of those though. Guys people want to get rid of right now.
I'm shocked.
Isn't it astounding, though? But this is now, this is 2 years in a row.
We get
row.
A lot of stuff wrong around here.
No. Shocking how much we get.
Well, actually, the listeners do. The hammer, dude. I mean, you kidding me? Like, yeah, hammer! I'm always on it. But apparently,
kept us afloat.
Really
kept
has.
Us alive.
He
for
did
two seasons in a row now.
Stretches of seasons,
but they were long stretches.
Long
they,
stretches.
They were.
He was the only Philly who was worth his salt
right,
for long stretches.
So
of time.
A lot of these polls I don't remember. This one I do remember when it happened, right after the Eagles beat Green Bay. What stood out to you the most from the Eagles' win against Green Bay?
Turnovers.
Not even
no?
well, sort of on there. All right. So concern with Hurts was a choice. Two negatives, two positives. Concern with Hurts, concern with the pass rush. The two positives, Saquon is awesome, Zach Bond is legit. What do you think,
Saquon.
Won? Saquon won. 44 Saquon, positive.
He had three touchdowns, right?
No, 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 no. He had maybe two. He had the first catch, one receiving.
I think
and
two.
And then two, because then Jalen had a couple other
yeah, but anyway,
I remember because it was just, you know, the
but he had
the
a big
Giants
game. Concern with Hurts is 27%. Zach Bond, legit, 16%. Concern with pass rush 12.
How about Zach Bond?
I know.
Like in that poll, we're like, oh, he's really good.
I know. October 1st, will the Eagles make the playoffs?
Ooh.
October 1st.
So they would have been, this is, I think, during the bye. I think they would have been 2-2. Yeah, because I think September 29th was the last one they lost.
They're going to make the playoffs October 1st, 2 months ago. 61% say no.
Wow. Wow.
I believe it.
That might be the best one yet.
Dour response.
Here's one more for you.
They haven't lost since that poll.
Here's one more. Because they didn't, but the question right after the season, should the Phillies fire Rob Thomson? 52% said no, 47% said yes.
I was 48.
You were in on firing him?
Yeah.
And again, if you missed it earlier, we said earlier the should Sirianni be fired poll right after the Tampa Bay playoff loss. And 79, really, we can now round this up to 80, because I give you these numbers, but there's percent extra. 79.8, it's called 80%. 80% wanted him fired. 80%. Imagine that.
Wow.
All right, let's go to JB right now. JB, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on? Good morning.
Good morning, JB.
Back in the last hour. Good morning, John. I mean, Joe, so you said you went to archery at Penn Charter on top of during your summers. Did I catch that right?
Summer camp at Penn Charter, archery was one of the activities, and I loved it.
Did you have a driver? I mean, you went to CHA, then you went to archery class.
Archery class.
Life, right?
Dude, first off,
yeah,
you're
it
not
sounds
even
like he was playing like cricket and stuff.
Which you're not getting.
And polo. Are you a polo player?
Right.
The camera?
Come on. Did he ring a bell and a guy named
I know. Did you wear white gloves with your pinky out as you were sipping your tea at lunchtime?
There's an inappropriate response I can make
here.
Did they
bring your meal out under a silver dome and then reveal it to you before you ate?
Let me tell you something. You're all getting punched in the face. Just not
me too?
No, you're not getting punched, Ray. I don't do that. All right, JB, now that you got your little nonsense out of your way.
You'd probably start a wheezing asthma attack if you tried to punch anyone anyway, right?
Dude, let me tell you something. Archery can take it out of you cardiovascularly.
Oh, yeah.
You pull that right arm back, bang,
It hurts more to miss than it does to hit sometimes.
All right, JB, what do you think of the Birds, my man?
I think it's a testament at some stuff we talked about during summer. I want to dive into Milton Williams about how great he's playing in Fangio's.
He's
unbelievable. He's not talked about enough, which is great. I mean, let all the
JB, I'll make it simple on Fangio, but I'll expand it to the position coaches as well. I think the only player this season that plays on defense that has not played at least as you would hope he would, or better, the only one is Bryce Huff. I don't think there's another player on defense you can say this, and I'm not counting Devin White, who was here for 3 minutes and was gone. Am I missing anybody?
You could say what?
I mean, Avante Maddox, I guess.
What is your,
you're
saying?
I don't know.
I didn't have high expectations.
No, but he's been worse than I could have imagined.
Davis has exceeded my expectations.
No, you're misinterpreting.
Has.
I'm saying that did not either meet or exceed.
Jordan Davis has definitely been better than we expected.
Who played the opposite?
Well, he's still only playing 18 snaps.
But they're number one against the NFL. He must be doing something in there.
I know.
But that's a really good point,
maybe,
Jeff.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
Hold on. I thought maybe he could develop as a pass rusher.
No, I did not.
No, that's never going to happen.
It's not going to happen,
when
John.
They're passing.
Not going to happen.
Get some penetration.
Give up on that.
They did.
No, I know.
And that's a problem that
it's
they
not
had
ideal.
To give up on that.
But at least, look.
You're not supposed to give up
JB,
on that.
I'm not studying Jordan Davis play-by-play. I can tell you this. He must be doing some good things because he's in there and they're the number one ranked defense.
Limited.
I know.
He never played more than 20 plays a game.
Before. Exactly.
So I don't think
exactly. JB, give me a tough choice in a movie or a show.
How about Neo with the red pill or the blue pill?
Oh, yeah, that's another
great
one.
Great answer.
That is a good answer. Yep.
What a perfect answer that is.
That
An
could win.
An explicit choice. It's visually represented as
Dude,
well.
It could be that or George Bailey to jump. James, that could win.
I really like the Matrix.
I'm not trying to make a joke.
Right
it's a horrible
I know. It's
element
a big
of
choice.
Society, but we're asking a question. What was a tough choice in a movie? And George Bailey was trying to figure out.
And I, yeah.
I mean,
a little dark.
It's extremely dark.
I think I like the Matrix better.
By the way. All seriousness here, if anyone listening right now is in that spot, talk to a friend. Talk to somebody. Call us. I swear to God. Sure. Call us. Don't mess around with that. I'm dead serious about that. All right, let's listen to Brian Dawkins. Praise for Vic Fangio, certainly deserved. Here's Doc yesterday on John Clark's podcast talking about Vic.
If you look at Vic Fangio, this is what I said when he first got there, that this defense will be vastly improved in technique. It will be vastly improved in assignments, right? Because that's Vic Fangio's defense. If you look at them for the last 5 to 10 years in other places, they have always been taking great angles, swarming to the football, right? Getting turnovers. So and they're doing that now, right? So again, this is not a surprise to me, right, that they're playing at this level. And again, with the infusion of this young, hungry talent, is extremely, extremely beneficial.
You know, it makes a lot of sense if you think about it. We know there is some great talent on this team, but we also know there's some talent that wasn't supposed to be great or look great. I would imagine the coaching, position coaches. Yeah. One of the things Seth talked about for years with us on the program, he would see the linebackers. They would have the wrong step. First step, supposed to be the left foot, it would be the right. He's talked for years about hand placement, like that kind of stuff that goes way beyond the scope of most of us as football fans. The intricacies of how a player should specifically do something. They must be coaching it really well.
Oh, but it's, yeah.
Because we don't talk about that stuff.
It's the basics that Seth is talking about, and I think that's an interesting point. He's not coming in and telling us about problematic basics.
Well, he's not this year.
And it used to be a thing. It used to be, what in the world are they doing?
Totally.
Their first step is, you know, they're retreating. You have to step up. You have to read run first. Yeah. It's sound.
And
it's
think about sound. the impact that Stoutland has had for a decade now.
Yeah.
And we know it, we assume we just know it. And if a coach can impact that group, get great linebackers coach, get great D-line coach, I mean, get great corner coach, you know, secondary. All right, Twitter poll question, because the Eagles improved. James, maybe Vic Fangio can go be the commissioner in the NBA. Is that possible?
Sure, I'd take it.
Would
in
you?
A second. Yeah,
of course. Give up Vic with the Eagles to go fix the NBA.
Oh, I didn't think about the Eagles part. No.
No, I'm way too selfish.
Take it back. I don't care about that.
I need David Stern raised from the dead.
Okay.
I do.
I'm with you, Bobby.
I need him alive, and I need him to run the NBA again.
He would probably be in favor of that.
I would imagine he would. Twitter poll question is brought to us.
Pop out and say, what have you done to my league?
James.
I know. I'm serious.
He would be very.
He'd be furious.
He'd be furious because the league's a disaster right now. Twitter poll question is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Red tag bonus cash is back at Armin Chevrolet. In stock now, the 3-row Chevy Traverse. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, let's all go on the record what we think the main problem with the NBA is. We broke them down into three answers. Now, an overarching thing of player entitlement is not one of these answers, but that would be part of choice A and choice B. But anyway, the three things we went with, tell me which you would vote for. Biggest NBA problem. Choice A, stars changing teams, super teams. When you're on a team, you're going to just be unhappy until they trade you. Like that whole freaking dynamic, the whole thing. Choice B, players miss too many games. Massive problem. Choice C, style play, three-point shots have gone wild. All right, Rhea, which of these three is your number one?
Missing too many games, because, I mean, we've just lived it here in Philadelphia. Yep. I mean, they have literally sucked the life out of Sixers fans.
It's brutal. I also would choose missing too many games. I view this through the prism of even random games I will sometimes tune into, but do less now. You never know who's going to play, when they're going to play. I mean, there are guys that still for the Jokic plays a lot, okay, but he had a personal issue a couple weeks ago, missed a couple games, but he for the most part plays. But most of the great players, you just never know when they're going to play. And obviously, Ray, to your point, we've lived it here. James, which would you choose?
So it's between B and C for me. I think B is probably the answer, but style of play is right there with it because even when those guys are playing, it's a bad product.
It's rough. I don't want to see the Boston Celtics on track for 58 three-pointers per game this year. You know how ridiculous
And it's
that
like,
is?
Oh, they're making them tonight. There we go. That's the game. Oh, they're missing them tonight.
James,
that's the game.
Do you know when the Sixers won the championship in 1983, in the NBA Finals, they made 0 three-pointers.
That's unbelievable. Wow.
I think they shot 5.
Wow.
I think that I could be off by a few here, but I think it was 0 for 5. And look, obviously there's value to the NBA 3, and people figured that out, but they do have to push the three-point line back, and really I think the big thing is eliminate the corner three.
Push it back, and it'll eliminate it naturally.
And it just tapers off toward, like,
eliminate
literally.
Eliminate the corner three.
Yeah, so the big theory time. Is, I'm going to try to draw this for Rhea with my hands, and I'm going to describe it to the audience. So the, what would you call this? The round thing coming?
The arc.
The arc. Thank you, James.
The arc.
Down.
Right
but
there.
But then, like, maybe 10, 12 feet before the baseline, it just goes to the sidelines.
You can even round it in a way where it rounds into the sidelines.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, there is no, the corner three does not exist. It goes out toward the bench.
Wow.
So it's eliminated.
It'd be a two-pointer in that spot.
You would have a whole, like, P.J. Tucker doesn't get to stand in the corner 100% of plays. Yeah. That guy doesn't exist
That's
anymore.
That's kind of boring part
of
the
boring.
Game.
I mean, when you watch an NBA game, there's a player that goes to both just sections of the corner and just stands there. All right, James, John, what would be your answer?
I think extreme player entitlement should be A.
The problem is it's A and B.
Why isn't it? Yeah.
The problem is, so which of these would you go with?
I guess A, the super team concept leads to B. So I guess I'll go back to the inception of this concept to super team for my answer.
All right. So we had a little bit of everything here.
But it is extreme player entitlement. That's the downfall.
Yeah. All right. Players missing games won the poll with 50%. Style of play, 37%. Players changing teams and that whole super team thing, 13. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
And I hope the NBA is listening. I really do. Because I love the NBA, but I don't like what it's become. And we need it to change. And I hope the league is listening. Time's yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Hey, guys. Just another example of John Ritchie bending my mind. The symbiosmotic what membrane? Symbiosmotic membrane.
When you re-rip the syndesmotic membrane.
Syndesmotic.
Man, dude. Love it.
That's... Or a syndesmosis. It can be.
All right.
This is the leader of the drones. We are searching for all persons who have made it with a cantaloupe and taken their cousin to the prom. You are disgusting. We are coming for you.
I was the butt of the joke, right? I just want to make sure. Okay.
I don't know if much can top the phrase pretty urinal.
Pretty urinal. Okay. Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty urinal.
Y'all crack me up. Merry Christmas, guys. Love you.
Good Lord.
I think the blown glass urinal. It's something that I'm going to be looking for this Christmas time.
We got this. Eagles went out. Green Bay beats Minnesota. Minnesota beats Detroit. We got it. Best record in NFC. Home field on our way to the Super Bowl.
Well, listen, could happen. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, so we got to come up with a winning answer here for a tough choice in a movie or a show or a book. So Sandlot, go get the ball. Not going to probably win. The End of Midnight Run, interesting answer. Red pill, blue pill, obviously.
I love that
good
one.
Answer. George Bailey, early in the movie, you know?
The Sandlot is such a massive and popular answer. It feels like 95% of those who we talk to every day love that.
They do. I think it's The Matrix, though.
I think I love the visual.
I agree. The Matrix.
Yeah. That you get with The Matrix, the blue or the red.
Yeah,
the choice is right there in front of you.
What was the thing with the talk about dark? Oh, God. Vietnam, the gun.
Apocalypse?
No.
Full Metal Jacket.
No.
Deer
Hunter.
Oh, with the Russian roulette.
Oh, no, so bad.
That's
dark.
That could have won also, right?
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's go with The Matrix. Great answer by JB. Maybe I'll rewatch that over the holidays and I'll remember something else.
Oh, that'd be
Deer
great.
Hunter?
The Matrix. He didn't know that Neo was the name of the main character.
It was like a day
after
later.
After watching it.
No, it was like a week later. All right, everyone, have a wonderful rest of the day.